New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hey, good morning. Just after 10 o'clock on a Wednesday. World Cup Wednesday, as some are calling it around these parts, officially starts today.
Well, I think the first game is tomorrow, but the festivities begin today.
Oh, there's been festivities have been going on forever and ever. In fact, I don't know if you've seen, Ali, how many brands, beer brands, chip brand, the official chip of the World Cup, the official beer of the World Cup, the official salsa of the World Cup.
I saw Lionel Messi Doritos when I was at Costco, and yeah. I was like, this seems counterintuitive.
Yeah, but
like this athletic soccer star on the cover of the Doritos that I'm going to be stuffing into my face while I watch him play.
I told my family, only official products of the World Cup moving forward. Official tampons of the World Cup. That's what's coming to my house.
Well, we're the official show of the World Cup. There.
I can't say that. I think they could sue us if we say that.
Oh.
Because we're definitely not the official show. I think that show that invited us on with them, the BBC show that's in town, I think they're the official show.
We're tight with them.
Well, we're not tight with them yet until we decide to go be on their show. But once that happens, I think then we can start saying it.
So we can just pick a different thing then.
Right. Yeah, there's always a fight every year at the...
Bring back those diapers, the official diapers of the World Cup.
That's a great... If we want to make those rock pants, those games go on a long time. A lot of penalty minutes.
World Cup diapers, get them here.
You guys are going to be on the air with this BBC show. Does that mean you guys have to pay attention to the World Cup?
I hope not.
God, that's a good question.
What are you guys there for?
I don't know.
Official beans.
We were going to be the official...
Welcome!
We were going
to be...
Jake's the official beans of the World Cup. Jake Shack Beans are proud to announce their partnership with the World Cup.
Let's get Lionel Messi's face on a can of beans.
We didn't want to make a big deal about this, but Jake, congratulations. World Cup beans.
World Cup beans!
Oh, he gets World Cup beans!
All right, well, there you have it. Hey, Kelly, you're on K-Rock. Good morning. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say you guys are amazing.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
We have nothing to give you at this exact moment.
Beans?
But would you like the first official can of World Cup beans from the makers of Jake Shack Beans?
That would be dope.
All right, we'll get them to you. Right.
And we don't know you, but we're sure you're wonderful as well.
Yeah, thank you for saying the nice words. Are you a new listener to the show?
No, I've been listening to you guys back for like the past few months. Mm-hmm. I used to listen to you guys a lot years ago when my brother was still alive. So I was like, I need to start listening to you guys again.
Mm. Well, sounds we're like happy that you're back.
Sounds like something sad
happened. You guys are a great show, great chemistry, and then, you know, great music is always a plus, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, we have great chemistry because of the sex.
That's right, because Allie and I are apparently having sex. That's why she's pregnant. So, all right. Well, thank you for finding the show and coming back to the show, and have a great day.
You as well. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you for the kind words. It's very nice. You can call us for a variety of reasons. I'm sure she was probably looking for tickets. We have them for you coming up this hour. Sublime's got an exhibit happening at the Grammy Museum. We would love to get you into that and to get you in the mood to win those tickets. Here is, you guessed it, Sublime. And Sonata on your KROQ. Good morning. Hey, Rock, Klein Alley Show. Scams all over the place. If you're one of our foreign visitors that have come to L.A. to celebrate World Cup festivities kicking off today, you may want to be aware that there are no shortage of scams that take place right here. And also, maybe some people are coming into this country because they've got their own scams that are working great in Brazil or wherever they're from. And they decide, let's go ahead and steal some money from the dumb Americans. Regardless, it's time for us to break them down in this exciting edition of Bamboozled.
Bamboozled. A lot of people fall for the scam. And now they're just like, damn. Take your money, sucker, because you didn't know it was all a sham. And now you're just like, damn.
This is one of the more popular ones happening right now in the world of scams.
They'll break your heart wide open.
Please share this.
Sweet elderly men and women, eyes full of tears, imploring you to help save their struggling animal shelter. Oh. They toil over a sewing machine, making and selling slippers, cat toys, and other items so they can keep helping homeless dogs.
All right, now here's my theory in general with most causes.
Homeless dog is like the epitome, right?
You cannot do the perfect storm of tugging at the heartstrings, or else it seems like that is all of the scams in which
helpless old person and helpless animals.
You can't do homeless mixed with needy dog mixed with old person crying. It's too many things. You got to pick your scam lane and go with it.
And see them struggle over a sewing machine.
Right. An old lady sewing slippers for homeless dogs to wear or whatever seems, first of all, like an unnecessary thing for the homeless dogs. I mean, they don't need, we can't get you home, but here's some slippers.
Right? I mean, I think it is nice, isn't it?
I don't know.
No.
If you were a homeless dog, wouldn't you want some slippers?
I mean, to eat them, maybe. If I was hungry, I didn't have a meal. So it already seems like there's too much going on there that you go, like, what kind of monster wouldn't contribute to this cause to help get slippers for homeless dogs made by this old lady who's crying?
Hey, when scammers go, they go hard.
But
so they can keep helping homeless dogs, cats, even cows. The videos are gut-wrenching, tear-jerkingly sweet, and a total lie.
One night, I was scrolling through TikTok watching videos, and I see my dad's face pop up saying, stay for a few seconds and help my, I forget if it was husband or grandpa, is cat shelter. And I'm like, what?
Daisy Yelichek's dad.
No, that's her real name. That's not even a scam name.
Daisy Yelichek? Yeah, that sounds fake.
Daisy Yelichek, it sounds like exactly the type of person that would scam you for your money. But Daisy Yelichek sees her own dad
come across her TikTok feed?
Yeah, and he's saying, please stick around and help my
Help me make these cat socks
for the homeless cats and cow population.
Daisy Yelichek's dad, George Saftarides, doesn't own an animal shelter.
That's made up,
too. He owns a menswear and tailoring business in Ohio. At 84 years old, he's built a following on TikTok, spreading joy and teaching others to sew. Daisy, who runs his account, has been warning folks for months about the growing list of scammers using her dad's face.
Whoa. So they find viral old people?
Yeah, they find viral old people, and they just change out all the words. So the guy's doing a video, or it's his face, talking about how to make a pair of pants for his sewing business. And meanwhile, they just change it all and be like, hey, I'm making these pants for a homeless cow.
Well, I mean, it's so easy to fake that stuff. I've seen some of these with, like, a family business, too, where it's like, this family business is trying to sell clay pots at a flea market, but the kid that's helping them sell the clay pots is a ginger, and everyone's making fun of him, and please just buy his clay pots because he works really hard on them, because and it's all fake.
We do get those feel-good stories in society, like the old DoorDash driver that was super old.
Oh, there was another old AMC worker lady, and they raised, like, $140,000 for her.
And so people see this, and they go, wow, the general public is still nice. Even though they're getting scammed, they still have a good heart.
Well, people crave that right now. They're raising
hundreds of thousands of dollars for these strangers because we like the stories. And so that's why Conan O'Brien felt the need to release a video to remind everyone that not every person you see online is actually the person you think you're seeing. And this has to do with all the people that are getting, quote, scammed by celebrities.
So it's all there? Every cent? Terrific. Hi, I'm Conan O'Brien. That was my accountant confirming that Adaptive's check cleared. And now I'm here to tell you about deepfakes.
So I don't know if this is real Conan or fake Conan, but the concept that the deepfakes have been around for a long ass time, but now they're getting, the technology's gotten so good, the AI's gotten so good that people are constantly now assuming, maybe I wouldn't trust a complete stranger who's trying to make pants for homeless cows, but if this celebrity
makes pants for homeless cows,
then I'm on board, because why would a celebrity lie? They don't need money, they're rich.
Right, and I think one of the oldest tricks in the book for scammers is to make people have relationships or fall in love with celebrities.
We just had a story recently about all these old women that are getting duped by the fake.
Burt Reynolds.
The old ladies are super wet for Burt Reynolds, and they can't get enough of Burt Reynolds.
I thought it was the other guy, Tom Selleck.
Yeah, the other mustache
They're
guy.
They're the same.
You're
They're
right.
interchangeable. See that? Deep fake. Well, whatever. I would fall for that one, too.
I would.
Yeah.
According to the teleprompter I'm reading, people think deep fakes are new. They're not. In the 1990s, I replaced celebrities' mouths with my own.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, I am Conan O'Brien. I creeped out an entire nation. Back then, making a deepfake took hours. But today, AI can clone a person's face and voice in seconds.
Now that is the part that's incredible. And the people that know how to use it the right way, not the way we use it, but the people that are actually good at it, they are so good at it that they can really make us say and do anything. And even though you look at it for a second and go, I don't know if that's real. Like, some people are good at being like, that's slop. That's AI slop.
Yeah, some of it looks very obvious.
I look at it and I go, that's incredible. I did
every
not.
Every single time?
Every time.
Give me some of that slop.
I'm like, that is the best slop I've ever seen.
And I would imagine people who are good with AI technology, they're like, oh, cool, I'm going to be rich because I'm going to work for some tech company. But no, they get approached by a scammer to say, hey, why don't you make some deep fakes and I'll pay you this amount of money. And they're like, great.
Want to grind it out as a corporate shill for years before you finally get your flowers? Or do you
want to rip off an old man in Ohio?
Then we can rip off this whole family by noon today. So
that means attackers can send realistic video messages requesting urgent action, but they're actually fake. See if you can spot the difference.
I would feel bad if actual Tom Selleck needed our help. And,
why won't anyone believe me?
It's me, the real Tom Selleck. Here is another scam that's happening in this exciting edition of Bamboozled. It involves people that get custom license plates, vanity plates. Jake's got one on his car that says OK Lexus. And here's something going on in that world.
Why is it not picking up through AI that this is not the right tag for this car? And I got a whole file here that we're going to go over. These are all tickets.
So there are people now that can go to places like Amazon and order a vanity tag. And all you got to do is go to Amazon and say, I want a Maryland license plate. And then you just put in your own numbers.
Jay Rosenberg at his Vienna home, where he showed us stacks and stacks of citations and tickets and violations. But he says it's not his car. Rosenberg says this all started a couple years ago and only stopped once he sold the car in question and changed his license plate.
So they'll just come up with their own license plate. It happens to match this guy's. Right, and then they'll rack up a bunch of violations and they all get sent over to him instead of the actual person.
I didn't know that you could even get a license plate on Amazon. I mean, you can get anything there, but I'm surprised you can get a realistic looking fake license plate.
That's crazy.
Right. So I could go on Amazon right now and get a license plate that says Piewine. And put it on my car.
Let's not do that.
And then just start parking wherever the hell I want. And they'll just keep sending it all over to you.
Why would you do that when we could all get OK Lexus ones? And then they all go to Jake.
Guys, come on.
They all go to Jake.
That's not as funny.
No.
It's funny. It's much funnier. No. Okay, no. Lexus. Easier to spell.
Piewine.
Easier to spell.
So, yeah, you could. You could.
Piewine is perfectly easy to spell. Did you have a problem with it at the beginning or spelling it?
Yes, I did troubles. But let's not focus. But great prank to pull on a friend in general.
Yeah, I did troubles.
It's just to get a bunch of your friends' license plates printed out from Amazon and put them on random cars. And
you want to do troubles.
I don't want more do troubles.
Guys, you don't want troubles, okay? I'm just saying, don't do what they say.
Avoid the troubles.
Do troubles.
Avoid the troubles. I think that's enough.
We're done here.
All right, great. Let's play the song now. No, let's not do cut that last part out of the podcast. All right, let's not give any ideas.
Mosho, less troubles.
Less troubles is what we say around these parts. Johnny will be in here in a moment. Yesterday, boy, was his brain busted with that tongue twister in a little round of Johnny Doesn't Know. If you'd like to win your way into the Grammy Museum to celebrate Sublime, call now, play next. It's K-Rock with Klein Alley Show. K-Rock here, Klein Alley Show. You can check out on K-Rock right now. They've just dropped the teaser trailer for the Green Day comedy movie coming out called Nimrod. And from what we saw, and I just caught catch about 20 seconds of it before we had to go back on the air, it looks pretty goddamn funny.
I know, it does. I was very impressed.
Very excited about that.
Here's a clip.
Green Day may be the greatest trio since Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Hilarious. That's not from their actual movie. That's a real-life Nimrod right
Impressive.
There. Their trailer's funny. It's a K-Rock on the socials. John, did we put it on our socials yet or no?
Yes, sir. It's up
all
there.
Right, so you can find the Klein Alley show as well. All right, let's get into a little round of John Doesn't Know up for grabs. You can go learn all about Sublime and see some one-of-a-kind collectibles from their amazing rise to superstardom, all from the streets of Long Beach, California at the Grammy Museum. It's happening now through September 7th. We get you in with one question and one question only in this exciting edition of Johnny Doesn't. Hold on.
Almost. He's almost got it.
Johnny Doesn't Know.
Johnny Doesn't Know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny Doesn't Know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny Doesn't Know. Johnny Doesn't Know.
Gelato sounds like Jello.
Johnny Doesn't Know.
It like goes wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggles.
All right. A lot of people on the phone want this prize and would like to play this little game. Johnny, did you feel dumb yesterday after the Johnny Doesn't Know, or did you feel like you didn't really care?
I felt a little dumb.
Yeah.
But it was actually...
That's Korea.
Yeah.
That is the right answer.
Terrible question, though.
Let's say hi to...
I agree with Johnny.
Levi. Hey, Levi from San Dimas.
Thanks
Nice to meet you, Clean.
Nice to meet you as well. San Dimas High School Clean. Football rules. Let's get into the
let's
game
go,
now.
Let's
here
go,
we go.
Let's go.
All right, Johnny, one question only. This is exciting now. Johnny, you know about the food pyramid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But
I do,
you know who is responsible for the actual pyramids? Will Johnny know this, yes or no, Levi?
Johnny, you should know, but I say no.
All right, that's a double no. He says you should know.
But I say no.
No. Johnny does know about the food pyramid, and this doesn't count towards your answer, but what's at the tip of the food pyramid, Johnny?
It should be the eggs. Honestly, because when I used to go to the pediatrician, I remember like seeing it, and it was the breads at the bottom. Mm-hmm. They were yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Veggies were green somewhere in the middle, and then on top, I think, were like the eggs and like the fish, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the question here, right?
No, it's not the question.
Okay.
I'm just giving you a sense of what pyramids are, just so you can go ahead and figure it out.
Yeah. The smaller stuff on top, bigger stuff on the bottom.
Yeah, I thought the tip of the pyramid used to be the junk stuff, the sugary stuff.
Yeah, but they just flipped the whole thing on its head.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
That's an RFK
so
move.
I think that carbs are like at the tip now. Where it's like the smallest amount, and then the biggest was like meat and cheese.
But it used to be the tip was the good stuff, because that was like just the tip.
The tip used to be, sugars and fats.
Sugars and fats.
Just the now tip. Fat's good.
The best.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Johnny, once again, who is responsible for the actual pyramid? Levi says, no. Johnny, who is responsible for the actual pyramids?
Pyramids, Egypt. I'm going to go with Egyptians.
Johnny says Egyptians.
If that's the politically correct word to use nowadays.
What else? Well, what would be?
I don't know. I just know
a more politically correct way.
Egyptian Americans.
Yeah, Egyptian Americans.
They're not Americans.
Uh-huh.
There might be a couple over here in LA.
The ones that built the pyramids were not.
Egyptians weren't the ones. Egyptian Americans weren't the ones that built the pyramids.
I think you're supposed to say the E word.
Oh, the E's. The E's.
Sorry, Levi. Johnny was able to figure that out. Also, would have accepted the Jewish slaves that actually had to build the pyramids for the Egyptians.
Jewish.
Also, there are pyramids in Mexico.
That's correct. And I would even argue those predate the Egyptian
Really?
Ones.
The Egyptian pyramids?
That's what science has taught us. But Johnny still somehow got that right. So sadly,
Let's
we
go.
Give you nothing. Covered a lot of ground on today's show. I don't know what we accomplished, but it feels like we've gotten somewhere. And here we are now at the end. Fear Not, Slugger will be in a moment. He's got a lot of music with him, 90s at noon. More spots for you to hop on that list. Go see Sublime as part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. Next destination puts you in Virginia Beach. And if you're not on the list, you should get there in about an hour. Noon, and then again at 3, and again at 6 here on K-Rock. Takeaways from today's show before we officially get the hell out of here. Oh, hold on. There's your mic. Sorry, Ellie.
Let's wait for that. 774, my takeaway is Klein surfing consists of him standing around on a board and peeing.
That's as far as I ever made it. It's peeing and pointing to waves for more qualified surfers. That's yours, buddy. Go ahead and take it.
There you go. You take that one. 562, Lori is not a hot person's name. 310, Omar is married to Mrs. Chachi. Mm-hmm. 424, Johnny and Vanessa have a summer banger. And 213, my takeaway is RIP Officer Buster. Being gay is okay. Allie is a slut. 818, no more children. 650, my takeaway is summer desk camp is the worst.
Oh, man, desk camp.
And 323, ketchup, mustard, and Daryl is good on a hot dog.
It's Hoffy, mustard, Daryl. That's how you remember. That's the order.
Hot dog, mustard, Daryl.
Hoffy, hot dog, mustard, Daryl. That's how I got there.
I don't know where mustard helps you get to Daryl, but...
It's alphabetical.
No, it's not.
Reverse.
No.
No, it's not either.
None of it makes sense.
Vanessa, you have a takeaway?
Hot dog mustard is the only thing that makes sense.
Yes. Klein and I have great chemistry because of sex.
Yes.
Yeah, according to my child, that's the only way Allie could have gotten pregnant. It must be mine. That's not true.
I don't know. We'll find out.
We found out. It's not mine. Johnny, takeaway?
Hot Vivian is already submitting her submission for Allie's...
what's it called again?
Great job.
Maternity leave.
Ah.
There you go.
Glad you got there.
Is that what it's called?
Totally worth it. What's your takeaway there, Jake the Nerd?
Salisbury steak is full of Salisburys.
I'm going to make that tomorrow. I'm going to find some Salisburys today. Tomorrow, Al, you're getting yourself a Salisbury steak.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anyone's ever had a homemade Salisbury steak before.
I don't think it's only been made in a cafeteria.
It's only been made in a cafeteria or frozen style, like a lonely, sad cat lady dinner. So we're going to go ahead and figure out how to do that. What is your takeaway there? What's your name there? Omar.
My takeaway is this.
School is out. Yeah. Out. What? Yeah, and I'm gonna...
Okay, that's enough.
Oh, that's all we get? I thought we were gonna get the phone.
What is he gonna?
We don't know what he's gonna do.
Oh. Okay, you want more?
Yeah, why not? Right. What the hell? It's the final day of school.
I'm gonna drink. Hell, might even smash. Whoever I...
What?
You?
What?
Yeah, all summer 26, baby.
That's right.
Shout out to all the Thorta guys.
Waking up early anymore, baby.
Yeah.
All right, we will see you guys tomorrow.
But no one decided to fix the over-talking at the end there.
No. Why
it's a masterpiece. Leave it alone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay. Glenn and Ellie, it's just okay.
Oh.
Glenn and Ellie. It's just okay. Just okay.